What if the key to success was hiding in plain sight? So simple a child could understand it, yet so profound it could transform your entire life. Earl Nightingale's revolutionary discovery that we become what we think about has influenced millions worldwide since 1956. Growing up during the Great Depression, Nightingale became fascinated by the stark contrast between poverty and wealth. He noticed how children from affluent families simply assumed success as their birthright, while others struggled for basic survival. This observation launched his lifelong quest to understand why some people succeed while others fail. The answer he found was deceptively simple, yet immensely powerful. Our thoughts literally create our reality. Like seeds planted in fertile soil, the ideas we nurture in our minds inevitably grow into the circumstances of our lives. This isn't mystical thinking, it's a practical principle that operates with the reliability of natural law. When you direct your thoughts towards specific goals with intention and persistence, your mind begins orchestrating events, opportunities, and solutions to bring those thoughts into physical reality. Some people discover their life's purpose early. Nightingale calls these river people. They follow an inner compass toward their natural calling, showing consistent patterns of unusual interest since childhood and a magnetic pull toward certain activities. Others are goal people, who excel at many things with equal facility. Lee Iacocca exemplifies this type. He successfully turned around Chrysler, but could have achieved similar results in any industry. Goal people need clear objectives to give their subconscious mind direction. Without goals, they're like a man with a boat and nowhere to go. When pursuing goals, synchronicity often appears. The right people show up, needed information surfaces, and seemingly coincidental events align to support your progress. Though obstacles inevitably arise, these synchronicities become part of a goal-oriented person's life, creating an ascending staircase of accomplishment. Have you ever considered that a single thought could completely revolutionize your life? Everything we see around us, from skyscrapers to smartphones, began as an idea before becoming reality. Our lives are the sum of our thoughts. How we habitually think determines our income, home, relationships, everything except events caused by others. Ideas often appear when the mind is in neutral, while showering, driving, or walking. By planting problems in our subconscious and staying alert, solutions eventually surface. Nightingale recommends carrying paper and pen to capture these fleeting insights. He and partner Lloyd Conant built a $25 million product from a simple idea. The ideas we hold create mental pictures that eventually shape even our facial expression. Those with cheerful, hopeful thoughts develop beautiful countenances, while those lacking great ideas show their inner vacuum. When we set important goals, our minds immediately seek ways to transform these ideas into reality. People routinely underestimate their capacity for accomplishment. While we accept others' achievements, we set narrow limits for ourselves. Many become so dependent on a single employer that when laid off, they're lost, despite having had ample time to develop alternative skills or emergency plans. Einstein's response when asked why we exist, "We are here to serve one another only," reveals a fundamental truth. Our success comes from meeting others' needs, with rewards proportional to our service. This replaces self-centered thinking with a value-driven approach. Consider two restaurants. One barely survives by giving customers the least for the highest price. The other thrives by offering generous portions, consistent quality, and excellent value. Their parking lot remains full, and they've expanded 3 times. Kill 'em with service drives business success. To discover your calling, examine childhood interests, recurring daydreams, and natural strengths. Even school autograph books might reveal your talents. Were you the organizer, problem solver, or creator? You don't need a large customer base. Some successful businesses operate with few high-paying clients, like specialized consultants. Success comes from the value you create, not the quantity of people served. Have you ever noticed how some people create success wherever they go, while others find problems everywhere? The difference is attitude. Like granite to the Himalayas or H2O to the Pacific, attitude forms the foundation of our expectations. Those with poor attitudes expect and find failure, while an attitude demanding excellence produces excellence. An expectant attitude that anticipates good outcomes shapes future events and attracts remarkable coincidences. The right people appear at the right time, and our positive spirit influences others. When embodied by leadership, a great attitude spreads throughout organizations. Most people begin their days in neutral, letting circumstances determine their outlook. This reactive existence worsens in bleak surroundings. Yet each day offers opportunities for those with great expectations. Like returning hostages who kiss the tarmac in gratitude, we should appreciate our freedom rather than taking days for granted. We're on a holiday on Earth, time to discover what we're best equipped to give and enjoy experiences fully. What separates achievers from dreamers? Often, it's simply one more try. Nightingale reflects on writing 9,000 radio programs over 26 years, approximately 6.3 million words. Success frequently comes from that final effort when others would quit. He recalls leaving CBS in 1950 to start his own radio program on WGN, making sales calls while writing and broadcasting daily. Despite constant rejection, he kept telling himself, "Stay with it." His persistence paid off when Crotch's bookstore tried his program to sell Think and Grow Rich. The unprecedented sales attracted other sponsors. Failures aren't catastrophic, but part of learning. Charles Schulz exemplifies perseverance through his Peanuts comic strip, despite repeated rejections. Success requires persistence. Problems don't end with success, but successful people learn to solve them. Dr. Maxwell Maltz's 4 steps to a healthy self-image. 1. Forgive others completely. 2. Forgive yourself for past mistakes. 3. See yourself at your best. 4. Keep your own pace without comparing to others. Imagine standing at crossroads marked yes and no. Which would you choose? Humans typically say no to protect the status quo, while successful people say yes to possibilities, embracing calculated risks with optimism. Happiness comes from moving toward desired outcomes. We're happier going to dinner than returning home, more joyful Christmas morning than afternoon. The depression following achievement can be severe. One playwright took his life after Broadway success, finding himself directionless. We need an endless succession of goals, forming an expanding mosaic. As Walter Payton noted, when you actually do it, it's not as great as when it was in your head. Precisely why we must continually set new goals. While embracing yes, we must reject harmful influences, like drugs that surrender control. Instead, view life as a festival to the wise, appreciating our existence on this delightful blue planet. As Aristotle noted, excellence is an art won by training and habituation. We develop virtue through right action, making excellence habitual.